In today's segment on the battle for Syria, we shall take a look at the latest statements made by Israeli officials, and of course we shall also take a look at the latest developments on the battlefield. Now joining me for this discussion is retired Army General Hisham Jaber. General Jaber, we're going to focus on what was said by the Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon meeting with Martin Dempsey and saying that we must be ready for prolonged instability in Syria and prevent the, what he called axis of evil, Damascus, Tehran, Beirut, from achieving victory. What does this reveal regarding Israel's involvement in Syria?
Personally, I was not surprised at all by this statement made by Moshe Ya'alon. Israel and United States together, as nobody can deny that, are very, very close allies, and especially in the presence of General Dempsey, who came to this region to coordinate with the Israelis the next step maybe for the position of both countries towards Syria. Both they do believe that the battle in Syria is going to take long time, and of course they are first of all consider President Assad and his regime their enemy, but at the same time they are not very comfortable about any success, you know, decisive success.
Okay,
of
an
the
important
opposition.
Question here to ask is if Bashar Assad gains the upper hand militarily, this statement by Moshe Ya'alon, does it mean that Israel might intervene if it finds that the balance is tilting in favor of Assad?
No, I don't think that Israel will interfere physically or military operation in Syria besides some airstrike. They used to
like
make it
before.
Sometime, and they may make it later, but they will not invade Syria in any circumstances because it will be catastrophic for them.
Okay, regarding the latest developments, we do hear, or many are saying, that the opposition has made gains. For example, the Meng air base outside Aleppo. We also hear about them making gains in Latakia on the coastline. Is this really a strategic boost, something strategic for the armed opposition in Syria?
No, at all. It's tactical, you know, movement. It's not strategic. Mm-hmm. First of all, the airport, meaning which they put a lot of propaganda getting it, is not working for 10 months. And it's one of four airports, military airports in that area. Mm-hmm. For it's not a big deal at all. They did consider that they'd gain the war, you know. I don't think at all that meaning is that important. But going and making military operation and terrorism, mm-hmm. you know, attack in Latakia, it's, in my opinion, very dangerous. And they are trying, you know, to minimize, mm-hmm. first of all, the damage of the pressure of the Syrian armed forces on other fronts. Mm-hmm. In order to bring the Syrian armed forces to Latakia, which is a red line for the Syrian.
The Syrian armed forces were never, Latakia wasn't an area of confrontation.
At all. For this reason, they are trying to minimize the pressure on Hamas and on Damascus, because the Syrian armed forces is making a lot of success in Hamas, and I think the military operation in Hamas is almost finished. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of 2 weeks maybe. The Syrian armed forces will take Hamas. But when they did start it, you know, to attack the countryside in Latakia, not Latakia, the city, you know, taking advantage from the mountains, which was not, you know, didn't have any military presence, I think it's an adventure, you know, for them. But I don't think the Syrian army will let them stay there, there at all, because the Syrian army will make military operation.
We have to go to another point very quickly, the north and the Kurdish areas. Mm. Now, we're all hearing that the next front will be in the north, but we also heard that there were confrontations between the Kurds and the armed opposition, Armeylan, also Tal al-Abyad. How will the Kurdish factor affect negatively the plans of the armed opposition?
You know, of course, the Turkish, you know, made their decision, and they are united now.
The Kurds.
The Kurds. Uh-huh. And they pretend that they don't want any independent state, but they want to be, they want self-government in their region, and they want to kick out all extremistic jihadists. Uh-huh. There is no doubt that Turkey is supporting the Al-Nusra and Al-Qaeda and all jihadist group against the Turk, the Kurds, mm-hmm. because Turkey is really afraid that this region of the Kurds will move later to a mini state mm-hmm. and will be connected to the Kurdish state of Iraq, and also it will present a major and real threat to the unity of Turkey. Mm-hmm. In this position, in my opinion, the Syrian regime is watching, is taking advantage, mm-hmm. okay? And it's not, you know, against the Syrian regime, in my opinion, to fight the Kurds, you know, fighting al-Nusra. On the other region, you see al-Nusra fighting the Free Syrian Army and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But it's not that important, in my opinion, for the Syrian regime. The Syrian regime now still have 80% of the military power after 2 years mm-hmm. of war. The most important thing, and you will see in the next few days, that the insurgent will be kicked out of Latakia, and the battle of Hamas will finish. Mm. It will move to Hama. The Syrian army will clean Hama, and later on, the Syrian army will start the battle of Aleppo.
Okay, thank you very much, retired army general Hisham Jaber.